Hot work. Exercise 6.
So, how did I get into this field? When I was at college, it would have been nice to have visiting speakers talking about their jobs, a fireman talking about putting out fires, say. I didn't, unfortunately, though I had an excellent teacher who got me interested in science, which has actually helped my career. But it was when I saw a TV programme about various investigative jobs that I first became aware of the work I do now and realised it might suit me. When I first went into the profession 25 years ago, it was going through some changes and becoming more of a science. Not that investigators hadn't been good previously, but it had been a sort of art, and new developments were making it more systematic and evidence-based. I did an engineering degree, with part of it focusing on fire-related things. Nowadays, actually, there are specialist degrees and they're very well designed. I had lots of fun at university, but in particular we did a number of projects which I now realise were very realistic and taught me things I still remember. After university, I spent 10 years working in different countries. I started off in Colombia, in the oil industry. I set up a fire prevention system for a pipeline there, which was probably the most exciting thing I was involved in. But I also helped establish operating procedures for a storage facility, which taught me a lot. For the last 15 years, I've been in one place, working for the State Fire Service. Lots of my work takes place in a lab where we gather information about how fires work with different materials and conditions, how much smoke they produce, for instance, or what level of heat they generate. We have a device called a fire product collector, which gives us data on the energy particular materials give off. It indicates how fast a fire might spread. One thing I like about my job, however, is that it's not limited to working in a lab. I'm involved in training other investigators at special fire schools, and I also go to court to give evidence on cases we've investigated. I used to try to avoid this as I didn't feel confident, but I actually find it quite satisfying now, rather to my surprise. I also visit workplaces to advise on fire prevention systems. As my career has progressed, my responsibilities have changed, the skills I need too. Nowadays, good time management is particularly crucial, and I've had to work very hard at it as it's my main weakness. It's also important to keep up with advances in fire analysis techniques, and I've had to get better at communicating with different people I deal with. Well, I hope you now have a better idea about what a career as a fire expert might involve. It'd bring you decent financial rewards, though if your aim's to be rich, you'd do better to look for something else. If I was at the start of my working life, as you are, I'd say that what would appeal to me more than anything is the variety. But there's also great satisfaction to be gained from taking on the challenge of helping people to live more safely. Now, if you have any questions...